there's a few things that are happening right now within our community that's kind of a drag. And I guess maybe it's a high class problem, but we had $275 million that was part of a tax incentive to bring films to Florida, not just Central Florida, but Florida.
Sure.
That money goes out to films from wherever. If you come from Los Angeles and you want to make your film in Central Florida, you sign up, you get in a queue line. If you have a $1 million film, you can get 20% tax credit, up to 25% if it's family friendly. And what ended up happening was, because there were such monster shows that were happening down in Miami, they ate up that amount of money all the way through 2016. So, and I want to say 2016, maybe 2015, but the moral of the story is that that money's gone. And what happens these days in filmmaking is everyone looks, every single film that's going to be made, they look at how much they're going to get in tax incentive where they go. Starting in Vancouver, Alberta, they look at New Mexico, they look at Louisiana, they look at Georgia. And the thing about it is, they will make a set in Georgia look like Florida. They'll make a set in Vancouver look like New York City. Why do they do that? Because they're getting so much money back. Imagine if you have a $10 million budget and you're getting 20% back in a tax credit that you can sell at 93 cents on the dollar. That's a lot of money. That's plenty of money to build a set and make it happen. Well, in Florida right now, we are without that tax incentive. One of the heads in production for Disney, I was at a conference not 3 weeks ago. I was at a conference with a lot of legislatures from the state of Florida, and the whole thing was about tax incentives. And one of the heads of production of Disney said, we don't even look at Florida right now. We don't. This is Disney. They're here. They're in our backyard. They don't even look at us as a viable place to shoot a movie. Why? There's no tax incentive money left.
And that's Florida tax?
All Florida. It's the Florida film tax incentive. And there's been a lot of people who've been, you know, right there at the forefront of the initiative. Paul Sermons, who was our Florida film commissioner at one time, helped to draw up the legislation, helped to draw up all the information for this tax incentive, because for a while we didn't even have it. We had runaway production. It was leaving and going to Canada, leaving, going to Louisiana, because you could go there and get 25%, I think it was 25% cash back on everything. Not just expenditures, on everything from your director to your stars that came out of L.A. They're taking that money back to L.A. Our system was great, and it was working great, and we were bringing bigger shows in. Like down in Miami, you had the Glades. You had Magic City, Burn Notice. You know, big television shows that gobbled up all that money.
Do you have the ear of lawmakers? I mean, you mentioned you're at a meeting with some Florida lawmakers a little while back. Do you have a sympathetic ear from them in terms of maybe getting some new tax credits or getting some more incentives to get film back into Florida?
Yeah, that's exactly what that whole meeting was about. There were 24 legislators that were in from all different districts around the state of Florida, and they came in to hear this very eloquent speech from multiple people very high up in the film industry here in Florida, talk about the film tax incentives and why we need them here, including Disney. I mean, if that didn't wake up the people in Florida that Disney isn't even looking at us. Disney isn't looking at our state to shoot movies because we don't have tax incentive. They were all there. Now, whether they were listening or not, I don't know. Whether they're going to act or not, I have no idea. But Film Florida, which is a great organization, I think it's filmflorida.org, you can read more about it on their website, but they're really the champions for all of us in the industry to lobby and to talk to the senators and talk to the people in Washington and get this whole thing figured out, get Florida back on track.